in an effort to get here this morning. And we commend you for having the courage and the commitment to make your way here. Of course, we recognize that some are living in areas where their roads are better, worse than our roads were. As a matter of fact, we know that some are unable to get out of their driveway. And of course, we recognize that we want to preserve safety wherever possible. But it's good to see those of you who are here and were able to get out and to be here. As I was sitting there, as we were singing, I had to kind of turn around and look back. Seemed like the house was full of folk. It sounded just like it does usually every Lord's Day. So I commend you for singing along in such a vigorous and enthusiastic way with Brother Clifford Prowl. Clifford did a very good job. He must have eaten his Wheaties this morning, or his grits won. Maxwell House, the coffee, did it. We invite you to turn in your Bibles to the passage that was read by Brother David Love. In my getting things ready to come to worship this morning, I went off and left my suit coat. So I have this coat on. You know, I was busy. My wife wanted to be sure we were amply provisioned. And so she sent me out to get the shovel in the storage house. And I went out to the storage house and fetched the shovel and brought it back and put it in the car. She's a woman of great wisdom, and she likes to be prepared. So she brought a big comforter with us, for which I am grateful. She brought us a bag of fruit that we could snack on in case we got stuck in some snowy embankment, and I'm grateful for that. She believes, and although she's not a Boy Scout, she believes in being prepared. And that's a good thing, and I commend her for that. But in the process of getting everything together, I went off and left my coat folded neatly over the back of a chair in the kitchen. But it's a blessing to be here. I'm going to talk about something that we often don't think about enough, but we are very much conscious of. That is, I want to talk to you about time. Paul, in writing to the Ephesian Christians, says to them in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." If we live our lives with a conscious understanding of what the will of the Lord is, we will live our lives also with a conscious understanding of the tremendous value of time. We will live our lives in such a way that we will be taking the fullest advantage of the time that God has blessed us with. Someone has stated that if space is the dimension in which we exist, time is the dimension in which we move and act. Paul reminded the Athenians in Acts chapter 17 that God is the source of everything. He gives to all life and breath and all things. All things there includes time. Sometimes you'll hear people make statements like, he has too much time on his hands. And then on the other hand, to the other extreme, you'll hear people make statements like, there's just not enough time in the day to get done all the things I need to do. But in reality, all of us, on a day-to-day basis, we have the same amount of time. We have 168 hours every week. We have 24 hours every day. We have 60 minutes every hour. We have 60 seconds every minute. It is left up to us to determine how we are going to use the time that God has blessed us with. We need to be aware as we seek to make the best possible use of our time that today comes only once. It is my day of opportunity. What I do with time as it momentarily comes will completely determine my happiness and my success in life. May I not forget that the world was made in 6 days. If I lose a day, I lose that out of which my own little world is being made. One of the prevalent illusions of life is to look upon time as the stale stuff between paydays. But really, it's that living, vibrant pulse between birth and death, that which cannot be wasted without wasting life, and that which cannot be killed without slowly committing suicide. Benjamin Franklin in Poor Richard's Almanac asked the question, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of." Over in the book of Psalms, and we often read this passage at funerals, we need to read it more frequently on occasions like today. Psalm 90. I want to just read verse number 10 and verse number 12. "The days of my years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." Verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." If we number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom, then we will make the very best possible use of our time. Remember, he said over in Ephesians 5, 16 and 17, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Teach us to number our days, the psalmist says, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. When we apply our hearts unto wisdom, in consideration of the shortness of our days and of the ephemeral nature of life, the fact that life is transitory, life is passing. We sing, "Time is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand." Now, the 70 years, you're not guaranteed that. Nobody's guaranteed that he's going to be here 70 years because folk fall short of it all of the time. I'd like to be here 70, but I don't know if I will or not. I'd like to be here beyond that. We mentioned, and I think I mentioned this morning in some discussions with some of our members, there's an old lady in Haiti. She wasn't affected apparently by the earthquake, but I think some of her relatives were. And that old lady is walking around and talking. She is 100 years old. And I said, "Wow, 100 years old, living in an impoverished nation. Health care is very scarce and inadequate. food and sources of nutrition are very scarce as well. Water supplies are nothing like they are in this country. Housing conditions are deplorable. All of these negatives in this impoverished country, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and yet Granny has been around for 100 years, still walking around, still talking, still has the right possession of her faculties, mind as clear as a bell, it seems. I don't know what kind of dental care she's received, but she has survived 100 years. Now, I don't know how Granny has used her time. I don't know how she has redeemed the time or made the best possible use of her time, but she's been around for a long time. But you don't have to live long in order to live well. Much can be accomplished, much can be achieved, even in a relatively short period of time. Psalm 90:10 tells us that normally we have enough time for accomplishing what we need to accomplish. We have enough time for our accomplishments and happiness if we use it. So count today. Count today as being of great value and significance. Normally, we can live life meaningfully and well. Count today and make today count. Not yesterday, for it has already been counted. Not tomorrow, for when it comes, it will be today. The past is not for me. The leaves of the calendar turn only forward. Time's chariot has ratchets on the wheels, which permit no turning back. We are moving constantly, inexorably into the future. Yesterday is done. Tomorrow is yet to be. Today is mine. Grab it, not before it arrives, nor after it passes, but moment by moment as it becomes the present reality. If I do, then I've learned to live, and I've learned to redeem the time in these evil days that we live. The poet has said it well and said it very succinctly. And you've heard it over and over again, probably at funerals. The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own, so live, love, toil with a will. Place no faith in tomorrow, for the hands may then be still. How can I make the very best possible use of my time? Take time to live. Make life count. Don't squander yourself. Take time to live. In taking time to live, take time to think. It is the source of human strength and the measure of a man. Remember the words of the wise man in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Every person needs some time every day to think. But our lives are lived in such a rushed fashion, hurry, scurry. We're always in haste. We're always busy. We don't take time out to think. Sometimes we always have the television on, or we are talking on the cell phone, or we are watching, we are on the internet, we are texting somebody. Some people just keep the telephone on whenever they're home, the television on, it's on all of the time. And you don't have a chance to just sit down quietly someplace by yourself and think. Some people wouldn't know how to act in an atmosphere of solitude and quiet. But we need to stop. Take time to think. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Not only should we take time to think, but take time to plan. It is the pursuit of rationality which exercises the mind before working the body. Our purposes should be established by counsel, otherwise they're sure to be disappointing. Proverbs 20 and verse 18 and Proverbs 15 and verse 22. Take time to work. It is the price of success and happiness. Inspiration without perspiration is a failure. God intended for man to work, as seen in Genesis 3 and verse 19. Take time to work, but don't let work take all of your time. In John chapter 9 and verse number 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. That lets us know that Jesus was consciously aware of the passing of time. Take time to play. It is the secret of recreating self. Even Jesus felt the need to walk along the sandy seashore of Galilee and to go into a mountain and just to be by himself. And he spent time relaxing with his disciples. And he said to them on occasions, come apart and rest a while. Vance Havner once stated, if we don't come apart, we will come apart at the seams. Take time to read. You're thinking our multimedia culture, our multimedia society, where we have cell phones and with all kinds of features and applications, where you have video games and where you have televisions and laptops, and now they have the not just the iPhone, but the iPad has been introduced. And of course, folks have the iPods and all other kinds of electronic gadgetry that they devote themselves to. And yet, in many instances, little Johnny still does not know how to read. We need to take time to read and let our children see us reading. Reading is the foundation of knowledge. The man who doesn't read has no advantage over the man who cannot read. Reading makes life full, significant, interesting. It provides help for many problems and a refuge from many miseries. Above all, read the Bible.